New York Post headline today. Knicks inexcusable no-show comes with hard to ignore realities. One of those hard to ignore realities is the East goes through Detroit. Are you comfortable with that statement? 248-539-9797. Jason on Twitter says, it's a little too early. We all remember what happened last year when everybody started predicting the Tigers would win the Central. Arvell tweets us and says, true. Is there any lesson to be learned with what the Tigers did? Is there any relevant comparison, or are they completely apples and oranges? Doesn't matter.
I think it's apples and oranges, different sports, different teams, different rosters. I think the Pistons roster top to bottom is outstanding. I don't think the Tigers roster top to bottom is outstanding. I think the Tigers roster had an outstanding starting pitcher and a few really good players. And then, you know, some mediocrity sets in. Maybe they
had a lot of role players.
Maybe they had
a high
role player. Yeah, maybe they had a high basement, but a high floor. But yeah, it's the Pistons roster is great.
Let's go to Andrew in Detroit. And you're on 97.1. Hi, Andrew.
What's going on, fellas? Without question, the East goes to Detroit.
Come on.
Because let's call it what it is. The East is not that good and that competitive a conference. The only other team we really got to worry about are the Heat and the Knicks. So with that said, I believe we have a better roster than the Knicks, a better team. The difference between the Tigers and the Pistons is with the Tigers, you got your starting pitcher, but he only pitches, what, once every five games or something like that. With K, he's in there every game, unless, you know, he's out for injury or whatever. But you have a consistent, steady roster. Now, the only thing I would prefer a big man, a forward that we can trust a little bit more with the scoring. I'm not a big fan of Tobias. I think he's too up and down, very not consistent. So if we can find a consistent four, there's nobody that should be able to beat us out East without question.
Well, the trade deadline is going to be fascinating because I think the Pistons have a roster that screams the least to make a trade out of all the Detroit teams, but the situation may scream the most to make a trade. And what I mean by that is they've got such a young core. If they just keep the band together, I feel like there is a good chance that this group, if not this year, eventually is going to be in a good position for a 5-6 year stretch in the East. Like if you trade for a win now player, I don't have an issue with that. But they're already playing like the best team in the East. All those other teams that I mentioned, if they get healthy, they may bring Detroit down, but they're also much older. We did the average age thing last year with the Celtics and the Pacers and the Knicks, and Detroit was so much younger than everybody else that the motivation to keep the band back together and just run this conference for a good period of time is there. It's there. But you're not going to make a trade at the trade deadline to get what he asked for or to get, you know, what we've had, Michael Porter Jr., and we've had Lauri Markkanen. You're not going to make one of those moves without giving up one and probably two young pieces that are contributing now. So, it's an interesting spot Trajan Langdon's in. Trajan Langdon, I'm not going to say we know him, okay? But we've talked to him a couple times. We've had him on the show. We don't know him.
I'm glad you didn't say that.
No, I'm not saying it. But he seems like a steady.
He is focused.
Yep. And but
doesn't get too high or too low.
I don't think he's going for headlines.
No, he's just putting together a roster that's, you know, best in the Eastern Conference at this point. One of the best rosters in all of basketball.
Mm-hmm.
The Athletic came out with their power rankings and the Pistons are number two. And this is before last night's game. I mean, they're getting some respect. They actually were among the top headlines on ESPN.com today for what they did to the Knicks. So they're starting to get
story
some...
Sorry, I'm going to get super cynical here.
No, I understand.
Was it about the Pistons or was it more like, what's going on with the Knicks?
Well, the headline, it's more about the Knicks. It says, drubbed in Detroit, skidding Knicks seek answers.
Okay.
Yeah.
So we were the supporting actor in that story.
Sure, but we'll take it. At least you're starting to get some kind of notice, although it's because a New York team was involved. But I think it's starting to tilt a little bit. I'd love for the Pistons to go out there and get a sharp shooter that can really lift this team. I worry about the chemistry, and I don't want to mess with the chemistry on this team.
Yep.
But I trust Trajan Langdon to get it done. I think Trajan Langdon's made some great additions to this team. And I heard somebody bring this up in the morning show as I was driving in, talking about, you know, the solution is simple. The solution is Malik Beasley, if he's cleared. That's a guy you put right back on the roster. He knocks down three-point shots. If that's what they're missing, that's a guy. And I understand that, but the further and further we get into this season and he hasn't been completely cleared yet, you know, yeah, I have time to get him ready to go and acclimated. And I think that takes more than just a couple weeks, I think, because you got to worry how does he fit into a rotation. And so I don't know. They've got some things to work out if they want to add another player to this team. And I imagine they're going to try to add players or player or players to this team.
Scott writes in, I cringe a little when you say that, especially after what happened to the Lions in the playoffs last year and the Tigers down the stretch. It's barely January.
Well, even though I do bring up the jinx factor in things, I think we can all agree that what Doug has to say has no bearing on how the Pistons are going to play basketball or how the rest of the league is. He can be chesty about it. He can feel chesty. What's the harm in it? Is the harm that you get let down if they don't do something special?
Yeah, I mean, I guess. So here's the thing about it is bringing up the Lions and the Tigers, is it completely irrelevant? No, I don't think it's completely irrelevant. It speaks to how, you know, things change over the course of seasons. Seasons are very long. Anything that's said about the Pistons right now that's definitive always comes with a caveat as long as they're healthy. And part of the reason I feel comfortable saying this, and I don't think it's like a huge amount on some real long limb here, is that those other teams aren't. Those other teams aren't. But fully cognizant of how injuries can change things. Because the fact of the matter is, what happened to the Lions in the playoffs last year when they went 15-2 in the regular season, the part that gets overlooked is the miracle that it was to get to 15-2 despite all the injuries they had. I mean, they went 15-2 and they were shredded.
Yeah.
Now they go to the playoffs. They don't play close to perfect everywhere else, which is kind of what they did to get to 15-2. And those injuries and all their warts got exposed. So as long as they stay healthy, and seasons are long and lots can change, but a shorthanded Pistons team clowned on the Knicks, clowned on them. And I think Isaiah Stewart's impact on the defensive end and the ability to block shots impacted the Knicks' shot selection.
Oh, yeah.
And I think that, you know, the rebounding in the second chance, I didn't even see how many offensive rebounds the Pistons finished with, but I bet it was a ton. And I bet their second chance points were a ton. Are you comfortable saying that the road to the East goes through Detroit?
Pistons had 14 offensive rebounds, the Knicks had 5.
Okay, there you go. So
that's the difference there. Yeah, it's great to see Isaiah Stewart blocking shots like crazy. It's what he does.
Mm-hmm.
Had 2 more blocks last night. Had 3 offensive rebounds last night. Paul Reed had 5 offensive rebounds last night, you know, coming in and having to do a spot start because of Jalen Duren being out. And it's not just those guys playing defense. I mean, you also know that you can sick the hounds on any team, and it's here comes Asar Thompson and Ron Holland. Good luck.
Mm-hmm. So the Pistons missed 39 shots last night. When they missed a shot, they got 14 of those 39 rebounds. The Knicks had 25. That is a comfortable place you are in when you're getting 2 out of every 5 offensive. Every shot that you miss, 2 out of every 5, you're getting the offensive rebound. That's a really, really good place to be. Did I get that ratio right? I'm not sure I did. No, I don't think I did. 3 out of every 8? Whatever it is. You're rebounding a lot.
Yeah, well, you're rebounding and you're blocking them. They had 11 blocks last night on 76 shots from the Knicks. So you work that percentage, and it's pretty good that, you know, when more than 10% of your shots that go up are getting knocked down.
248-539-9797. This Piston team is the real deal. They have been so much fun to watch this year. Our roster runs deep. It's exciting stuff. Evan in Ann Arbor says, I was at the game last night, and yes, there was definitely an FU Brunson chant. Okay, I thought so. Texts are coming in confirming that. Thank you, John and Lake Orion. You also confirmed it. JB is a mastermind. Depth, boys, depth. Fun city. Boys, that game last night was like Michael Irving taking off his belt after the Hurricanes beat Ohio State. From an unnamed texter of the East.
He was pretty happy.
Yes, he was. I think he's probably aware that cameras are on him.
Oh. When you make Ray Lewis look calm in a celebration,
right?
You're pretty excited.
From an unnamed texter, the East does go through Detroit this year. The Pistons crush the Jalen Brunsons without two starters and a key reserve. That should scare the rest of the East. Chris and Ken, yeah, there were definitely a few Brunson chants. I thought so. 248-539-9797. Great night at LCA. Are you comfortable with the statement that the East runs through Detroit? In the meantime, the MVP chance for Cade and the Pistons' odds to win the East, the latest update straight ahead at 10:31. Definitive statement win last night at LCA, 97-1.